Now let's turn to page 3 and look at the NLP communications model. If you're able to and you're working with the manual, just for a moment, if you would, just draw a circle around external event there on the right-hand side of the page and write my communication. Just write the words my communication. It's been estimated that as a human being, we receive approximately 2 million bits of information every single second of the day through our five senses. Visual information through our eyes, auditory information through hearing, kinesthetic information through touch, olfactory information through smell, and gustatory information through taste. And 2 million bits of information every second is streaming in to our nervous system. Obviously, if we were aware of all of that information, we would go crazy. So what our mind does for us is it actually filters the information through the filters in the middle of that block there on the middle of page 3. And there are three main ways of filtering. Firstly, there's deletion. This is where our mind actually deletes information from our conscious awareness. Like, for instance, you're probably not aware of the feeling of your right shoe on your right foot. Well, at least you weren't until I mentioned it. Before I mentioned it, your mind was deleting that information because it wasn't important for you. In communications, you've probably experienced this too. I know that you've had situations where you've said something to someone and they acted as if you'd never even said it. Maybe they would actually say to you, "You never said that to me," but you know you did. For whatever reason, their mind has deleted that information from their conscious awareness. Then there's distortion. Distortion is where we take the information that's coming in, we make it into something that it's not. When you've been communicating with people, I know you've probably had a situation where you said something to someone and they interpreted what you'd said in a completely different way than the way you intended it. You may have even intended to compliment someone and they took it as an insult. What they'd done was they distorted the information coming in and made it into something that it wasn't. Also, you may have had an experience of late in the night waking up, being convinced that someone had broken into your house, only to discover it was the sound of the central heating system cooling down. It had made that noise every single night you'd live there, but this time you took it as being a burglar. Interestingly, even after you'd realized that's what it was, your heart was still pounding, you still had to check all the doors and windows, and maybe you even had a look in the wardrobe just to make sure nobody was hiding in there. That's distortion. Then we have generalization. Generalization is where we take information and we simplify it. We take it and say, that's the same as something else that's happened. Generalizations form all of the beliefs that we have. If it weren't for generalization, we wouldn't be able to learn. For instance, I know you have generalizations for the way that doors work, which means when you approach a door, you don't have to work out every single time how the door's going to work. You know how the handle works. You know it's going to move in or outwards. And you know how to close the door behind you. So we're generalizing information coming in all of the time. In more detail, the filters are formed in that box there around our ideas about time, space, matter, and energy. Even our language is a filter. The memories that we have from the past, decisions that we've made in the past, these things called metaprograms, which we cover in more detail on the Master Practitioner of NLP training, and also our values, the things that are most important to us, and our beliefs, the things we believe to be true. Overall, if we take all of that together, they form what we would generally call our attitudes. Only after all that information has been filtered do we become aware of it on the inside with our internal representations. And as we said before, there are only six things we can do in our internal representations. Have pictures, sounds, feelings, smells, tastes. And then, of course, there's always that voice inside your head that you use to talk to yourself. One of the first things to learn from NLP is that the human mind can't represent a negative in our internal representations. So if I said to you, don't think of a blue tree, what are you thinking about? Right, you're thinking about a blue tree. Because you have to think about what you're not meant to think about to know that you're not meant to think about it. Think about that for a moment. So the first thing to learn in NLP is when we communicate with someone, say it the way that you want it. Create internal representations that will enable the person to get the result that they want to get. The other thing to realize is whenever you talk to someone, you always change their internal representations. It is totally impossible to not change their internal representations. When your communication comes into their nervous system, they have to make internal representations inside their head to make sense of what you've just said in their model of the world. You're always changing other people's internal representations. You can't not. The question is, are you changing them in the way that empowers them and enables them to get the result that they want? Now, the diagram down there on the left-hand side actually demonstrates how our internal representations, our state, as in the way that we feel, and our physiology are linked together. Here's why this is important. You'll notice there's an arrow that comes off of state to behavior and to results. Let me ask you a question. When you're feeling good about yourself, do you behave differently than when you're not feeling good about yourself? You do, right? And the behavior that you demonstrate when you're feeling good about yourself, does that enable you to get better or worse results than the behavior you demonstrate when you're not feeling good about yourself? If you're anything like me, the behavior you demonstrate when you're feeling good enables you to get much better results. What we now need to look at is how do we enable ourselves to be in a state that enables us to do the behaviors that get us the best results. Down the left-hand side of the diagram is how we exactly do that. So the way that you feel, your state as we call it in NLP, is determined by your internal representations. If you're thinking about something that happened in the past that didn't go well, you don't feel good. If you're thinking about something in the past that went really, really well, maybe even went better than you'd ever believed possible, you feel good. Moment by moment, your state is determined by your internal representations. Now you'll notice also we've got physiology down at the bottom of the page. I think most people would already realize that your state is demonstrated in your physiology. Just from looking at someone's physiology, you know how they're feeling. You know if they're feeling good. You know if they're not feeling good. What isn't so well known is that your physiology also changes your state. If you take on the physiology of depression, you'll begin to feel depressed. If you take on the physiology of excitement and energized, you'll begin to feel excited and energized. For instance, if you work out, let's say, how long does it take for the feelings of a bad day to disappear once you start working out in the gym? Hardly any time at all. That's because the physiology of working out is totally different than the physiology of a bad day. Let's just try this out for a second. Get to a place where you can just be by yourself for a while. If you're in the car, don't do this. Just wait until you get home. Okay, now you're by yourself. This is what I want you to do. I want you to stand up with your feet about shoulder width apart and then begin to tense the muscles in your legs. So all the muscles in your legs are really, really nice and tense. Then tense all the muscles in your hips. Then tense the muscles in your abs. There's a six-pack lurking under there. You might not have seen it for a while, but it's there, I promise you. Tense all those stomach muscles up. Then tense the muscles in your chest, down your arms, across your back and your shoulders. Then what I want you to do is to put your eyes upwards so you're looking up towards the ceiling and put a massive grin on your face. And that means I want to see some teeth. Then just in your voice inside your head, say the words yes, 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 really, really quickly. Now keeping everything exactly this right now, try and get depressed. Just try it. Try keeping everything as is right now. Try and not feel good. That's right. You can't do it. Okay, you can go ahead and sit down and relax. So what we did there was we changed your physiology to the complete opposite physiology that you'd have if you were depressed or not feeling good. We also completely jammed your internal representations by you screaming inside your head, yes, 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 yes. That put you in a very different state. With that physiology and that internal representation, it's not possible to feel bad. Now, of course, we're not suggesting you'd want to do that whenever you needed to feel good. It might scare a few people. It'll get you a seat on the bus or the train, though. What we're suggesting, though, is that even just subtle changes in your physiology will change the way that you feel moment by moment. There is a downside to this, though. You don't have any excuses anymore. No longer can you say, Well, no, the meeting didn't go that well because I was really in a bad mood because of being stuck in traffic for hours before I got there. No longer will you be able to say, I didn't get the sale or I didn't do a good presentation because I fell out with my husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, cat, budgerigar, goldfish before I left home this morning. You know now what to do to change your state. Change your state so that you're always in the state that will enable you to get the results that you want.